This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I need your help, Tolos. I'm going to try and purchase something for Kevin, but I need everybody to help me figure out what exactly will be the best way to purchase this for Kevin. And then, in addition to that, 877-881-1053, what is the most unique piece of sports memorabilia you own or you have or that's in your family somewhere that you've always been like, man, I can't wait till that person dies so I can have that?
Oh, my gosh.
You're not trying to, like, kill them on the way out. You're just trying to figure out how you can let them pass naturally early so that you can have it in your house and maybe sell it.
What you just said really spoke to me because I totally thought of something that I inherited from somebody who passed away that I was not rooting for them to.
877-881-1053. You can soon own a piece of Kyle Field. Now, Kyle Field has become the house that Johnny built after.
Oh, sure.
You know, he got there, and then all of a sudden, A&M people were like, well, this Kevin Sumlin can grow a football team.
Yeah. How quickly we turned on him.
But tonight, and then, well, yeah, it's tonight starting at 6 o'clock, so about 2 hours ago, the old letters that read Home of the 12th Man are going to be auctioned off on eBay. And Kevin and I, we've already looked up what the going rate is for them right now, and we're fascinated by all the things that are happening here. The letters are 4 feet tall, made of aluminum, are going to be sold individually, except for the smaller underlined TH. I guess those are being sold together.
Yeah.
The starting price for each letter was $100. It has gone up. So you can buy each letter individually. You don't have to buy them all. You don't have to just buy the whole sign. Like, who's going to be able to put that whole sign in their house? You know, it's ridiculous. So that's
is that where the sign goes?
Yes.
They hung on Kyle Field's student section from 1988 to 2018, and they're being replaced. They were originally maroon, rested on the second deck base, were painted white. The letters are being auctioned off by the Texas A&M class of 1988, which originally gave the letters as a gift. That was $10,000. So I'm betting they hope they can make 10 grand off of this.
No, I think you're going to be just fine.
Recoup their money. And then this, and that's the brilliance of this, right? There are A&M students who have rolled through that school, gone on to have huge careers, still passionately love the school, and want to be able to scoreboard whoever it was they hated while they were in college by saying, I got the letters that you couldn't get.
How much did you say?
They
paid.
They gifted the school this for $10,000.
Okay, so the auction has been up for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It's going to be open for the next 10 days. It's currently up to $7,000. So, yeah, I think you're going to be just fine in terms of not only making your money back, but making lots and lots and lots of money back on this. All right. Do you want to go down the route of what are the things that you have, or do you want to address the really weird bidding anomaly that's happening?
Oh my
right
gosh!
Now?
Well, hold on. What bidding anomaly?
Okay, the same person is winning the one and the two.
Oh, okay.
From 12th man?
In 12th man.
So it was an actual 12. It wasn't spelled out 12th.
No, it was a one and a two. They're winning the one for $1,000.
Okay.
They're winning the two for $1,000. The TH is going for $300. They are not winning that auction, or have they even bid on it?
Why not?
I don't know how.
Because they had $2,000.
they had was $2,000 to bid on a 12.
Right.
And they couldn't get the TH for $300.
Yeah, they're out of money.
That perplexes me to no end. And by the way, if you're thinking those are the two most expensive things, wrong. The A is currently going for $2,500. And by the way, it's the...
Which A?
The
12th
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there's only the one A man. I would be really interested if there was another A that was like $700.
So it says like, Home the of the 12th Man.
Correct.
Right? Okay, all right, gotcha. So there's two H's, three H's. Well, the TH doesn't count. So there's
correct.
Two M's, two H's, two O's, two E's, and then the T and the H and one N.
All right. Man. Three. So if you've been playing Wheel of Fortune, you should have been able to put this together. So, like, I'm really fascinated by that. I think that would be incredible. I would be shocked if every single one of these auctions didn't close at significantly higher than $1,000. Because, like, when people say that Texas A&M is like a cult, I always say, I mean, it's not a cult, But I can see why you would think that. The people that went to A&M who don't understand how other people don't think it looks like a cult, I don't understand them. I'm saying, but you went there. How do you not see how people look at this and go, your school is super weird and kind of cult-like? I totally get it. I love A&M, but it does have some weird things. They also have some of the most devoted people in the world. And so the fact that every single one of these auctions is getting bid up in 2 hours and there's still 9 hours and 22 minutes left to go on this, they're going to go for exorbitant amounts of money. And I would be, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be surprised if they don't close out for more than $100,000 total.
All right, Kevin. So you get one opportunity, one letter or one number. What's the most wanted?
I also probably think I want the A.
Really?
Because, like, you do all these different chants and stuff. When, mark that. You do all these different charts and chants and stuff, and there's, like, a chant that only the freshmen do, and there's a chant that only the sophomores do, and et cetera, and et cetera. And one of them, when you start, is just A, A. And it's, like I said, it's very cult-like. I get it. But, yeah, so I think the A would probably be the one I would go for as well. I should stop saying that.
I think you might be wrong in your quick decision there, sir.
Okay, wouldn't because, be the first
because,
time.
Because if I was named Kevin Hagelin, mm-hmm. I think I'd want the H.
Yeah, dude, you want a big H from A&M right there. I guess you do have an A, which kind of stands for A&M, but the H for Hagelin, Hagelin.
Ooh, and then I could put home of the Hagelin,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
and no one would ever come
be
over.
Like, what is happening? Yeah, because they'd they're be tired like, of this guy's crap already.
This is the most
already.
Obnoxious place I've ever been in my life.
Why is it on the wall?
The 12th Hagelin?
Oh, man, I got to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Really got to get to work,
you'd
ladies.
Have to have, like, with multiple different or
yeah,
just,
pretty much. Okay. I don't have time to have 11 more kids with the same person. I'm going the Antonio Cromartie direction where he's like, this person's three, so's this person. So, like, go back and
you're
watch
not,
that clip.
You're not Philip Rivers.
He has four different three-year-olds, and none of them are related. Like, that's an amazing
well,
clip.
Well, I mean, they're partly related.
Okay, well,
the
none
same
of them
dad.
Are like, 100% brother and sister. That's what I'm going to stick
877-881-1053. What are
right
all the
all.
What are all the what's the most unique thing that you have okay. that you've been able to acquire and from the 214 Baylor's second Big 12 championship ring? That way I can walk around singing Drake's back to back and show it to all the TCU and UT fans.
Ooh, okay. I have one that for the longest time my grandmother told me that she was going to give to me after she passed away. And it kind of fit your, like, I wanted her to live for a really long time. And she did. It was tickets from the 1959 World Series.
Oh, wow.
And that was the last time that the Chicago White Sox had been in the World Series. And her and my grandfather had gone to that World Series since they lived in Chicago and were from Chicago. And the interesting thing about that is before they made it to the and won the World Series in 05, did you know that 1959 World Series was the only time between that and the Black Sox scandal that the White Sox were in the World Series?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. And so when I saw those, I was like, holy crap, these are freaking awesome. Plus, by the way, they cost like, I don't know, $3 or something. Can you imagine going to the World Series for $3?
I can't.
Against the Dodgers. And so I was really enamored. And they weren't just those like bootleg printout Ticketmaster ones that you got. They were blue colored with yellow. And I still have them. And they look like a lot of work went into putting these tickets together. And so that is one of the more unique things that I have is ticket stubs from the 1959 World Series.
From Emily. And if you ever put your name on it, we'll make you famous. We coined that phrase recently.
That's what we do.
From Emily, I have numbers from the manual scoreboard from the ballpark in Arlington, and my brother
really?
Has an outfield bench seat that when they upgraded the stadium.
Wow.
From the 817, I have a full-size Nolan Ryan poster, and the border is every one of his baseball cards from his rookie card to his 5,000th strikeout card. I don't even want to know what it's worth. Kevin will tell you it's worth nothing because he doesn't like Nolan Ryan.
I do like Nolan Ryan. I just
He's
don't know if
JD
I would have put that rookie card on the border. I hope there's not like tape or anything on it.
It's laminated.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that.
I didn't use
no.
any of that. Just rubber cement.
From the 817, I have a signed ball from Sandy Koufax when he was a Dodger.
Holy crap.
My dad gave it to me, and I can't wait to give it to my son.
That's one of the greatest pitchers of all time. That is an incredible bit of baseball memorabilia right there. Oh, from the 2-4, I have a Masters flag signed to me from Jordan Spieth from his 2015 win.
Whoa, that's pretty awesome. Good especially Lord. If he was better right now, like, it would be even cooler. But.
I think that makes it even better. Mm-hmm. Like if he continued to be awesome,
you got it when he was at his
best. Yeah, you're like that's when he was really, really good. I don't know what happened after that.
From the 972 on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex, back in 2007, I was in high school in East Texas. I was walking around a local grocery store and met Earl Campbell. Sweet. I got him to sign my homework binder. Still have it to this day.
Wow. I was really hoping he was going to say like a box of those sausages, but that's pretty cool too.
A friend of mine has something that I think is really cool, very unique, but I also hate it at the same time.
Oh.
It's a Niners autographed helmet autographed by Jerry Rice and Joe Montana on the side that Joe Montana autographed. I'm sorry, not Jerry Rice and Joe Montana. Joe Montana and Dwight Clark.
Oh.
On the side that Joe Montana autographed, he drew up the play of the catch.
Oh, my Lord.
He drew the play
told me about that.
On the side of the helmet. And that's about as unique as you can get, right? Like, that's something that nobody's going to have something like that.
It's a unique piece of trash.
Mm-hmm.
From the 2-4, I have a ticket from the last game in Texas Stadium signed by Roger Staubach. God, that's awesome. From the another 2-4, my uncle gave me his Emmitt Smith game-worn helmet.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. This one from the 469, an autographed Hank Aaron home run ball and a baseball from the 94 World Series that was never played due to the strike.
Wow, ooh, that World Series baseball, that's really interesting.
Except for people are going to be like, did that baseball even exist?
I know, I would want that signed by Bud Selig. I really, really would. From the 972... I had Steve Miller said I had a Muhammad Ali Down Goes Frazier autographed in gold ink and Michael Jordan's last shot with gold ink signature from UNC. Wow, dude, that Down Goes Frazier one, that's a good one.
We got a couple here before we take off from the 254. Kevin, Corey, you guys are awesome. Love the masterpiece every night. My grandfather passed away March 2018. Before he died, he gave me an autographed baseball by Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. He grew up outside of Seattle. And then from the 817.
So cool.
I have a KNC poster on my ceiling.
Oh, is that an authorized poster?
If it looks anything like the choppy pictures that have been released today, I want to know where you got these pictures for this poster. Because have you not seen them yet?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, dear God.
The
choppy photos. Kevin, he lost his fantasy football stuff.
Oh,
his
do I not want to see this then?
Oh, you got to see him in this yellow dress. I'll show it to you next.
Oh, well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.